我们今天的经文是传道书第七章第一节到第十二节。
The scripture today is Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verses 1 to 12.
我请杨义林姐妹上来读今天的经文。
We ask Ms. Yulin to come and read the scripture.
传道书第七章一节。传道书第一章第七章第一节，名誉强如美好的膏油，人子的日子胜过人生的日子，往高上的家去强如往宴乐的家去，因为此是众人的结局，国人也必将这事放在心上。忧愁强如喜笑，因为面带愁容，终必使心喜乐。智慧人的心在高尚之家，愚昧人的心在快乐之家。听智慧人的责备，强如听愚昧人的歌唱。第六节，愚昧人的笑声好像播下高荆棘的爆声，这也是虚空。勒索使智慧人变为愚妄，贿赂能败坏人的慧心。事情的终局强如事情的起头，存心忍耐的胜过居心骄傲的。你不要心里急躁恼怒，因为恼怒存在愚昧人的怀中。不要说先前的日子强过如今的日子，是什么缘故呢？你这样问不是出于智慧。智慧和产业并好，而且见天日的人得智慧更为有益，因为智慧鼓励人，好像银钱鼓励人一样。唯独智慧能保全智慧人的生命，这就是知识的益处。十三节，你要查看神的作为，因神是为屈的，谁能变为直呢？遇亨通的日子你当喜乐，遭患难的日子你当思想，因为神是这两样定列，为的是叫人查不出身后有什么事。
在你的个大纲里面，你看到今天的讲题是人生的价值观。
From the outline you have in your hands, the topic today is the values of life.
不同的人有不同的价值观。
Different people have different values.
那么不同的社会跟不同的文化背景都有不同的价值观。
Different society and different culture also have different values.
那么每个人有自己的价值观。
And everyone have their own values.
什么是价值观？
What is value?
那么当我们到 Wendy 或者去麦当劳吃汉堡包的时候，
If we go to Wendy's or McDonald's to have a hamburger,
那么我们看到有一部分是卖那个英文叫做 value meals.
You see that a portion of the menu sells value meals.
意思就是说卖一些有价值的一些食物。
In other words, they're trying to sell something off value.
换句话说，这些食物可以用很少的钱就可以买到。
And in other words, you can buy this food with very little money.
我们广东话讲好抵食。
It's worth eating.
或者抵到。
Intranslatable.
Yeah. 我们知道 Walmart 也卖很多那些价值的东西，对不对？
And we know that Walmart also sell value stuff.
然后一个人的价值观在不同的环境下会改变。
A personal value will change according to his environment.
然后我们周围的环境会影响我们个人的价值观。
Our environment can change our value.
那么美国的社会受到人文主义的影响。
The society in America was influenced by humanism.
然 而不少的价值观跟圣经的价值观是相对的。
And a lot of the values are in direct contradiction to the values of the Bible.
然后人文主义这个价值观是来自人自己本身。
Humanism came from humans.
那么它主张人在目前生活的需要。
And it stressed the right now and the immediate need of a person.
那么而不注重超自然或者来生的事情。
And it does not care about any supernatural things.
那么一个人的价值观在还没有信耶稣之前或者信耶稣之后有很大的分别。
The value of a Christian versus a non-Christian, the value of a non-believer are different from one who has believed in Christ.
因为一个信了耶稣的人，他是一个新造的人。
Because one who believes in Jesus Christ is a new being.
那么旧的东西已经过去了。
They all have passed.
啊，一切都是新的。
Everything is new.
啊，包括他的价值观。
And that includes his value.
那么今天这段经文谈到一系列的价值观。
The scripture today talk about a whole bunch of values.
如果你注意的话，你发觉到这段经文里面出现了两个字。
And if you pay attention, there are two words that appear frequently.
啊，这两个字中文就是强如。
In English, it is better than.
那么这两个字出现好多次。
These three words appear many times.
啊，至少有六次。
At least six times.
啊，比如说这里讲到名誉强如，啊，美好的高油。
For example, a good name is better than fine perfume.
往招赏的佳器强如往宴乐的佳器。
It's better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting.
啊，忧愁强如嬉笑。
Sorrow is better than laughter.
啊，这些经文讲到这个价值观比那个价值观来得好。
So the scriptures tell us this value is better than that value.
那么从今天的这段经文里面，我们可以把这个价值观归纳成为四大类。
And from the scripture today, we can group them up into four categories.
我们看到第一个价值观是讲到忧愁强如嬉笑。
The first group we can say that sorrow is better than laughter.
啊，换句话说，忧愁比嬉笑来得好。
In another word, sorrow is better than happiness.
那么看起来有点矛盾。
Some contradiction, please.
啊，忧愁怎么会比嬉笑来得好呢？
How can sorrow be better than laughter?
啊，没有人喜欢忧愁的心。
Nobody likes sorrow.
一般的人都喜欢高兴快乐。
Everybody likes happiness and joy.
啊，如果有个选择的话。
If there's a choice.
一般的人，大部分的人都会选择去参加一个生日宴会。
Most people would choose to go to a birthday party.
啊，而不是一个丧礼。
And not to a funeral.
啊，华人特别不喜欢参加丧礼。
Especially Orientals, they do not like to go to funerals.
啊，参加婚礼。就没问题了。
There's no problem going to a wedding.
啊，除了要给红包以外。
Except you're going to have to give a red pocket.
啊，我记得我小时候在村子里面有人去世的时候。
I remember when I was a little growing up in our village when somebody passed away.
那么是一件很不好的事情。
It's a bad thing.
啊，如果一连续有几个人去世的话。
If there were a slew of passing on.
啊，那更不好。
That is especially bad.
但是所罗门王在今天的经文里面讲到。
But Solomon told us in the scripture today.
他说这不一定是不好的。
This is not necessarily bad.
如果我们看传道书第七章第一节到第四节的话，我们就明白。
If we look at verses 1 to verse 4 of chapter 7, then we understand.
这里讲到人死的日子胜过人生的日子。
He said the day of a person die is better than the day he was born.
往招赏的佳器强如往宴乐的佳器。
And it is better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting.
因为死是众人的结局，活人也必将这些事放在心上。
For death is the destiny of every man, the living should take this to heart.
忧愁强如嬉笑， 因为面带愁容终必使心喜乐。
Sorrow is better than laughter because a sad face is good for the heart.
智慧的心在刀上之家。
The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning.
愚昧的心在快乐之家。
But the heart of fools is in the house of pleasure.
那么这几节经文讲到忧愁比嬉笑带给人更多的好处。
So the scripture here tells us that sorrow is better to people than laughter.
那么这个是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean?
我们都知道虽然嬉笑能够可以说是我们身体的良药。
We can say that laughter is actually good medicine for our body.
但是忧愁却能改变我们生命人生观。
But sorrow can help us change our value.
那么使我们在思想上，在我们属灵生命上成一个更成熟的人。
It will help us mature spiritually and also through our thought process.
所以当我们去参加一个丧礼或者参加一个婚礼的时候，他们之间有很大的不同。
There is a big difference between going to a funeral and going to a wedding.
那么丧礼能使到一个人问起一些人生重大的问题。
Funeral can cause us to think about some big questions of life.
啊，比如说人为什么会死
？For example, why would man die?
那么人死后到哪里去
？Where does the man go after death?
啊，为什么有些这么年轻的人？或者婴孩会突然间死去。
Why is such a young person or baby die?
这些都是在一个人在参加丧礼的时候会问起的一些问题。
These are questions that people may think about as they go to a funeral.
一些人问人生为什么这么短暂。
Some people may ask why is life so short?
但是参加婚礼或者一个生日宴会的时候，我们就不会问起这些问题。
But if you go to a wedding or a birthday party, you would not be thinking about these questions.
我记得我小的时候，我的一个阿姑结婚。
I remember when I was little, one of my aunts got married.
我们在小孩子的时候就不知道了，就谈起这个死的问题。
And so as kids, we don't know any better, so we begin to discuss about death.
我还记得我的一位亲戚讲。
And I remember a relative of mine hush us and say, "Don't talk about that."
参加的人基本上不会想到这些死的问题。
Those who are there as guests will not think about these questions.
那么一个人能够想起这些人生的问题是好的事情。
A person who is able to think about these questions is actually a good thing.
然后不然的话，他就随意错过这些人生最大的事情。
Otherwise, he would have missed these big steps in his life.
然后就没有机会问起人为什么会死？
And they would not have the opportunity to think or ask why would man die.
然后人死去到哪里？
And where would he go after death?
人活着的意义到底是什么？
And what is the meaning of life?
我在念初中二的时候，我就想起这些问题。
When I was in middle school, I began to think about these questions.
那么可能是我小时候所看过的丧。
Maybe it's because the funeral that I have been to when I was young.
受到这些丧礼的影响。
And I was affected by these funerals.
然后这些问题后来导致我个人相信耶稣的原因。
These questions later lead me to believe in Jesus Christ.
然后其实这些问题在今天还在影响我的生命。
Actually, these questions continue to affect my life today.
特别是在我侍奉神的方面。
Especially in the area of serving God.
它影响神对我的呼召。
It affects God's calling.
我在1982年的时候，我有一位很好的朋友突然间去世。
In 1982, a very good friend of mine died suddenly.
那么他去世的时候才19岁。
He was only 19 when he died.
大家都感到非常的忧伤。
Everybody was in deep.
特别是他的父亲、他的母亲和他的家人。
Especially his parents and his family.
那么他的去世带给很多人一个很大的震撼。
His death caused a lot of a big shock among his friends.
那么大家都在问。
Everyone was asking.
他说他好好的，他这么年轻，为什么会突然间去世呢
？He was doing fine. He is so young. Why would he die suddenly?
那么可能没有一个人有这个答案。
Nobody has the answer.
但是我们却发现到在忧伤的当中。
But we discover that in the midst of grief.
那么等到他的家人，特别他是他的父亲。
His whole family, especially his father.
还有教会的弟兄姐妹开始反省自己的生命。
The brothers and sisters in the church began to look at their own life.
那么从那个时候开始，弟兄姐妹的灵命就开始成长。
And from that point on, the spiritual life in the brothers of the brothers and sisters began to grow.
啊，并且热心的侍奉神。
And they became zealous to serve God.
那么他的父亲之前很少参加教会。
His father rarely goes to church.
那么他就开始经常参加教会。
And he then began to go to church often.
啊，并且还以金钱来资助一些在神学念书的学生。
And he even supported the seminary students monetarily.
所以从今天的经文第二节到第四节。
So from today's scripture, from verse 2 to 4.
那么所罗门王劝勉人从此学去一些功课。
King Solomon reminded us to learn from that.
他没有说我们应当念有所思的去想这死的问题。
He didn't tell us to just be preoccupied.
那么如果这样做的话也是不正常。
That is not normal to do that.
但是他讲如果一个人逃避这个死的现实。
But he's saying that if a person tries to escape the fact of death.
那么所罗门王讲这是不好的事情。
Then this is not good.
因为这个人对他的人生不会认真。
Then this person is not going to be factual when it comes to living.
他也不会想到人生的真理。
He will not think about the true meaning of life.
他也不会把握他的光阴。
And he will not get a hold of the time he has.
圣经里面诗篇94篇谈到人生的短暂。
In Psalm, the Bible talks about the shortness of life.
那段经文里面劝勉我们要怎样去数算我们的日子。
The scripture.Remind us to number our days.
好叫我们得到一个智慧的心。
So that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
所以今天的经文讲到忧愁比嬉笑来得好。
So the scripture today says sorrow is better than laughter.
这是一个价值观。
This is the first value.
那么第二个价值观所罗门说。
For the second value, King Solomon said.
他说听智慧的人责备，强如听愚昧人的歌唱。
It is better to heed a wise man's rebuke than to listen to the song of fools.
那么第六节里面讲到愚昧人的叫声好像窝下烧金似的爆声，这也是虚空。
In verse 6 it says, like the crackling of thorns under the pot, so is the laughter of fools. This too is meaningless.
所以所罗门王在这里讲到在窝下烧金似那种爆炸声。来跟一个愚昧人的歌唱来做一个对比。
So here King Solomon is using the crackling of thorns under the pot to contrast versus the songs of fools.
他讲到这个金器当被火烧的时候发出那种爆炸的声音。
He's talking about the crackling sound made by the thorns when it is on fire.
但却不能够带来任何好的效果。
But it cannot bring forth any good result.
他说，一位人的战场，好像这些被烧的金器所发出的爆炸的声音。
He said the exaltation of a fool is just like that.
不能够代表任何的好处。
It cannot bring forth any advantage.
一位的人，他的歌唱听起来很甜。
The song of fools may sound nice.
很好听。
Good.
但未必能够带给人好处。
But it cannot bring forth anything to anybody.
我在初中念书的时候，有一位英文的老师。
When I was in middle school, I had an English teacher.
他经常用一个用词。
He often used a phrase.
这个是英文的用词。
And it is used in English.
Allergic to praise.
对赞。
对赞赏过敏的。就像我们对花粉过敏一样。
It's just like when we are allergic to pollen, he's allergic to praise.
他用这个用词，因为有一些学生对老师赞赏的时候。
He uses it because sometimes the student would praise the teacher.
他感觉到飘飘然一样。
He felt light on his feet.
然后好像到了乐园一样。
Just like he have gone to paradise.
不能够下。
He can't come down.
被赞赏一起来，心里面感觉到很舒服，是不是？
To hear praises, you feel good inside, right?
但不一定对被听的人可能有好处。
But it may not necessarily be good to the one being praised.
然后有一个故事讲到一个乌鸦。
There was a story about a crow.
他偷吃了一块肉。
He stole a piece of meat.
然后他口里面衔着那块肉，然后就在树上那边站在树枝上。
So he had the meat in his beak and he was standing on a branch.
然后正好有一只狐狸经过。
And a fox went by.
他就看到乌鸦站在树枝上。
So he saw the crow on the tree.
那么口中衔着一块肉。
And there was a piece of meat in his mouth.
那么他心里面就想到一个念头。
So he idea came to mind.
他就对乌鸦说。
He told the crow.
他说乌鸦你长得真漂亮。
He said crow you're so beautiful.
你的毛又光又亮。
Your feather is so bright.
他看起来好像天使一样。
You look just like an angel.
他都肯定的，如果你的你的声音啊，好像你的身体这种漂亮的话。
He said, I'm sure if your voice is just as beautiful as your coat.
你将会成为万鸟之后。
Then you will be the queen of birds.
然后乌鸦对狐狸的赞美就感到有点过敏。
So crow was very sensitive to the praise.
他就开始高歌一曲。
So he began to sing a song.
马上开口唱这个歌的时候。
So as he opened his mouth.
那么口里那块肉就掉下来。
The meat fell off.
那么狐狸的心愿就也达到了。
And so the fox got what he wanted.
所以传道书第七章第五节告诉我。
So in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 5.
他说：“听智慧人的责备，强如听愚昧人的歌唱。”
He said, "It is better to heed a wise man's rebuke than to listen to the song of fools."
那么同时，在箴言书第二十五章第十二节也告诉我。
And at the same time, in Proverbs chapter 25 verse 12 says,
他说：“智慧人的劝诫在顺从人的耳中，好像金耳环和金金的装饰。”
Like an earring of gold or an ornament of fine gold is a wise man's rebuke to a listening ear.
那说实在的，没有人喜欢被人责备。
Actually, nobody likes to be scolded.
也没有人会说被人说，你这样做，你这样做是不对的。
And nobody likes to be told what he has done is wrong.
因为被人责备，心里很不好受。
Because it is difficult to hear rebuke.
我们都很喜欢听别人的赞赏。
We love to hear praise from other people.
听起来心里面很舒服。
It soothes the heart to hear praise.
然后被人责备那种感受，那种特性，就好像有点去参加丧礼一样。
And the feeling of being rebuked is just like the feeling of going to a funeral.
心里也不好受。
Doesn't feel good inside.
但是虽然不好受。
So even though.Doesn't feel good.
但是被责备的人却从中能够得到益处。
The person being rebuked can gain from it.
所以圣经里面讲，听智慧人的责备，好比听愚昧人的歌唱。
And that's why the Bible says it is better to heed a wise man's rebuke than to listen to the song of fools.
但是圣经对责备人也有他的教导。
But the Bible has also taught us how to do the rebuking.
那么责备人应当有技巧。
That should be tact.
责备应当照着圣经里面的原则。
We need to rebuke according to the principles given in the Bible.
那么圣经里面讲用爱心说诚实话。
The Bible says speak the truth in love.
如果我们的责备是出于攻击他人的话。
If our rebuke is out of criticism.
而不是出于爱心。
And it is not out of love.
那最好不要责备。
Then the best is.
那么这个爱心就是指哥林多前书十三章所讲的爱心。
The love is pointing towards what is mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
那么这个爱不只讲到爱是恒久忍耐。
This love not only said it is patient.
又有恩慈。
It is kind.
不嫉妒。
Not envious.
不自夸。
It is not boast.
不慌张，不做害羞的事。
It is not proud. It is not rude.
不求自己的益处。
It is not self-seeking.
不轻易发怒。
Not easily angered.
不计算人的恶。
Don't keep.It does not keep record of wrongs.
不喜欢故意，只喜欢真理。
It does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth.
如果一个人有了这样的爱心的话，他就有资格去责备别人。
If a person has this kind of love, then he can go and rebuke.
因为他看到别人的过错。
Because he can see other people's wrongdoing.
但他不计算他的过错。
But he will not keep a record of it.
来去帮助这个人。
But he's going to help that person.
这是今天的经文所讲的第二个价值。
And this is the second value mentioned in the scripture today.
听智慧人的责备，强如听愚昧人的歌唱。
It is better to heed a wise man's rebuke than to listen to the song of fools.
那么第三个价值观。
The third value.
传道书第七章八节讲到，存心忍耐的胜过居心骄傲的。
In verse 8, it says the end of a matter is better than its beginning.
那么这节经文就是八节到十节，劝勉一个人要存心忍耐。
From verse 8 to 12, it talks about being patient.
不要冲动。
Don't be too easily excitable.
不要轻易发怒。
Don't be easily angry.
因为恼怒，圣经讲到显示一个人的愚昧。
Because anger shows a fool.
我们知道我们住在一个快速的一个社会里面。
We know we live in a fast-paced society.
什么都要快。
Everything has to be fast.
慢一点就不耐烦。
If it's just a little bit slower, you can't stand it.
在过去的三四十年当中。
In the past 30 to 40 years.
世界迅速的正在改变。
The world is changing fast.
科技的进步和工业的发达。是我祖父跟我祖母没有曾经不曾的经历。
The advancement of technology and industry is something that has never been seen by my grandparents.
Yeah, 我小的时候，我一位邻居啊，她是老太婆。
When I was little, I have a neighbor who is an elderly woman.
那么她要到中国去探亲。
She was going to China.
她必须坐船，坐一个星期的船才能够到中国。
She has to take a slow boat to China.
如果是今天的话，三个小时到四个小时就可以飞到了。
Taking the boat would take her a week's time, but today it would take only 3 or 4 hours by plane.
一到二百年前的时候，那些宣教是从英国要到中国的话。
About 100 to 200 years ago, when the British missionary wanted to go to China from England.
他们必须坐。好几个月的船才能够到中国。
They have to take a boat, and it will take them a couple of months.
但是今天完全不一样。
Today is totally different.
如果从美国飞到中国的话
，If we fly from America to China,
只不过是十多个小时就可以到。
It will only take 10+ hours.
今天的社会全部都要快。
Today's society wants speed.
慢一点就不耐。
It's a little bit slow, then we don't like it.
慢一点就要生气了。
And if it is a little slow, then we get angry.
我听说快煮面是日本人发明的。
I've heard that instant noodles were discovered by the Japanese.
McDonald's 的历史不是很久。
And McDonald's does not have a long history.
只不过是几十年的时间。
It's only 30-40 years.
现今的社会什么都要快。
Society today wants speed.
但是人的忍耐力越来越低。
But man's patience is getting less and less.
那么圣经里面讲到这个第八节的讲到存心忍耐胜过居心骄傲的。
He says patience is better than pride.
所以从这节经文里面我们看到忍耐跟骄傲。
From this scripture we see patience and we see pride.
那么忍耐跟骄傲有什么关系？
What are their relationships?
骄傲在英文的翻译就讲到 haughtiness of spirit or pride.
That's the English translation of pride.
骄傲的反义词我们知道是谦卑。
The opposite of pride, we know it is humility, right?
啊，但是传道书在这里讲到，骄傲的反义词是啊，忍耐。
But here in Ecclesiastes, it says the opposite of pride is patience.
所以一个没有忍耐的人跟一个骄傲的人啊有什么关系？
So what is the relationship between a man lack patience and a proud person?
所以所罗门王在这里强调，一个骄傲的人通常是一个没有忍耐的人。
So King Solomon is saying a proud person usually is one without patience.
啊，他以为自己很了不起。
He thinks he's great.
啊，比别人好。
He thinks he's better than others.
啊，别人所做的他感到很不耐。
He cannot stand what other people are doing.
所以从第八节到第十节。
So from verse 8 to verse 10.
啊，不单谈到忍耐、骄傲，同时也谈到啊这个劳碌。
Not only does he mention patience and pride, he also talking about hard workers.
所以我们看到三件事情。
So we see three things here.
一个是劳碌。
One is
一个是骄傲。
Patience.
一个是忍耐。
Pride.
那么他们之间有什么关系
？And anger. What are the relationships?
我们都知道，一个没有忍耐的人很容易动怒。
We know that a person who lacks patience anger easily.
啊，这都不是爱的表现。
That is not.Characteristics of love.
你们哥林多前书第十三章四节讲到，爱是恒久忍耐。
Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4 it says love is patient.
爱是不轻易发怒。
Love is not easily angered.
所以我们可以说，一个骄傲的人，一个没有忍耐的人。
So we can say that a proud person is one lacking in patience.
是一个容易动怒的。
And it is one who anger easily.
以致使到他成为一个愚昧的人。
And it caused him to be a fool.
那么相反的，一个谦卑的人。
And in opposite, a humble person.
是一个有忍耐的人。
Is one who has patience.
一个不轻易动怒人。
And it is one who is not easily angered.
那么这将会带来平安和智慧。
And it will bring forth wisdom and peace.
所以今天的经文讲到第一个价值观是。忧愁强如嬉笑。
So the first thing you mentioned today is sorrow is better than laughter.
第二个价值观是讲到听智慧人的责备强如听愚昧人的歌唱。
The second value is it is better to heed a wise man's rebuke than to listen to the song of fools.
第三个价值观讲到存心忍耐的胜过虚心骄傲的。
The third value is patience is better than pride.
最后所罗门们讲到。应当做一个智慧的人。
And then King Solomon said, "It is better to be a man of wisdom."
圣经诗篇里面讲到，敬畏耶和华的人是智慧的开端。
And in Psalm it says, "One who knows how to worship is one who is wise."
所以一个敬畏神的人，他开始得到这个智慧。
A person who is God-fearing will begin to have his wisdom.
那么今天的经文七章第十节到十四节谈到如何做一个智慧的人。
And from the scripture today, from verse 10 to 14, it talks about how to be a wise person.
特别是第十节讲到一个智慧的人，他不会问起先前的日子强如如今的日子。
And in verse 10 it says, "Do not say, why were the old days better than these?" For this is not wise to ask such questions.
这个智慧的人他不会回顾以前日子多么好过。
A wise person is not going to keep thinking back how good things are in the old days.
而活在这个历史回顾的当中。
And to live always in the past.
这个智慧的人他是随着今天而活。
A wise person lives for today.
他的盼望是建立在这永生神的身上。
His hope is built upon eternal life.
他不知道明天会如何。
He does not know what tomorrow will bring.
但他知道神掌管明天。
But he knows that God is sovereign and he is in control of tomorrow.
他了解神的作为。
He can understand God's work.
一切所发生的事情都有神的旨意在当中。
Everything happened has God's will in it.
一个有智慧的人，他明白。这个雅各书第四章十四节和十五节所说的。
A wise person will understand what was said in James chapter 4, verse 14 and 15.
其实明天如何，你们还不知道。
Whereas you do not know about tomorrow.
他说你们的生命是什么
What is your light?
你们原来是一片云雾。
For you are a mist.
出现少时就不见了。
That appears for a little time and then vanishes.
然后圣经告诉我们，你们当说。
And then the Bible said you ought to say.
主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或者那事。
If the Lord wills, we shall live and we shall do this and that.
所以雅各书在这里讲到，我们的生命好像一片云雾一样。
So in James it tells us that our life is just like mist.
非常的短暂。
It appears only for a very short time.
所以因此我们不要为明天忧虑。
So don't worry about tomorrow.
我们当依照神的旨意去做神要做的事情。
We need to do things according to God's will.
这就是圣经里面讲的智慧。
And that is wisdom mentioned in the Bible.
如果我们明白这些真理的话，就是一个有智慧的。
If we understand these truths, then we are a wise person.
什么是以人生的价值观？
What is the value of life?
是忧愁的心或者嬉笑的心？
Is it sorrow or is it laughter?
或者听智慧人的责备，或者听愚昧人的赞赏？
Is it taking heed to a wise man's rebuke or taking heed to praise?
存心忍耐或者虚心骄傲？
Are we humble or are we patient or are we proud?
做个智慧的人或者是愚昧的人。
Is it being a wise man or is it being a fool?
让我们重新低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你今天赐给我们的话语。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us today.
我们求主你帮助我们做个有智慧的人。
We pray that you will help us to be wise.
我们求主你帮助我们在生命里面的价值观跟你的价值观相称。
And we pray that our value of life will be in line with your value of life.
我们知道在我们的生命里面很多价值观都是与圣经相对的。
But we know that we face different values that are in direct contradiction to your teaching.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
也求主赦免我们，怜悯我们。
Please forgive us and have mercy on us.
让我们的生命里面能够彰显你的荣耀。
May our life be able to exemplify your glory.
求主带领。
Please lead us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.